Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 6th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple's new credit card, issued in partnership with Goldman Sachs, is now in preview rollout, with general availability to all iPhone owners in the U.S. later this month. Apple says it randomly invited some people who signed up to be notified about the Apple card. The sign-up process requires iOS 12.4, plus a physical address, birthday, income level, and the last four digits of a social security number. Goldman Sachs will use that information to approve or decline an application in real time, including a TransUnion credit check. If approved, the card will show up in an Apple Wallet, and Apple's Titanium card is also available for free. The Department of Justice says that AT&T employees took bribes to unlock millions of smartphones and to install malware and unauthorized hardware on the company's network. The DOJ charged two men with bribing more than $1 million between April of 2012 and September of 2017 to several AT&T employees at the company's Mobility Customer Care Center in Bothell, Washington. Employees were apparently contacted by telephone or Facebook messages, and those who agreed to participate received lists of IMEI phone codes to unlock. The bribes were transferred to bank accounts through shell companies or in cash. The installed malware appears to be a keylogger, which can, quote, gather confidential and proprietary information regarding the structure and functioning of AT&T's internal protected computers and applications. Microsoft's Threat Intelligence Center says that a Russian state-sponsored hacking group called Strontium is targeting IoT devices in order to breach corporate networks, and that in April of this year, its staff spotted Strontium attempting to, quote, compromise popular IoT devices across multiple customer locations. Strontium is also known as APT-28 or Fancy Bear. The group was involved in the DNC hack of 2016, and an indictment filed in 2018 by U.S. officials identifies it as Unit 26165 and Unit 74455 of the Russian Military Intelligence Agency, GRU. Microsoft said that hackers used compromised IoT devices to target internal networks and find more vulnerable systems to exploit. Strontium previously created a botnet of tens of thousands of home routers using VPN filter malware. Other state-sponsored groups targeting IoT devices include Lucky Mouse, Inception Framework, and Slingshot Groups. Microsoft says that it will announce more information about the case at Black Hat USA 2019 Security Conference later this week. Google is shutting down its Trips app and adding the functionality into its Maps app and search features instead. Notes and saved places from Trips will still be available in Search as long as a user signs into their Google account. Google updated its travel site back in September of 2018, and users will soon be able to add and edit notes from Google Trips into that travel section to access saved attractions, flights, and hotels for upcoming and past trips. Forbes reports that Apple will start providing security researchers special iPhones and launch an invite-only bug bounty program for Mac, and plans to announce both at Black Hat Conference later this week. Reportedly, the special iPhones will be less locked down than consumer versions, but not as open as Apple employee versions, in order to better inspect parts of the OS or specific components like memory to find vulnerabilities. Samsung launched the Watch Active 2 6 months since Samsung launched the original Watch Active. The Watch Active 2 adds a touch strip to simulate software controls that require an actual rotating bezel. The Active 2 also adds ECG capability, although it won't be active at launch. It runs Samsung's Tizen OS and works with Android and iOS. It supports offline play of Spotify playlists and YouTube video playback as well. The Active 2 will come in 40 and 44 millimeter sizes with LTE versions available and goes on sale September 27th, starting at $279. China's Global Times reports that Huawei is testing a smartphone running its own in-house Hongmeng OS. Sources tell the Global Times the device will sell for 2,000 won, or about $288. Huawei previously described the Hongmeng OS as meant for Internet of Things, and the first major device to run it would be Huawei's Honor TVs. During its earnings announcement last week, Huawei chairman Lang Hua said that the company prefers to use Android on its mobile devices. And finally, cloud communications provider Vonage is acquiring the technical team and intellectual property of OverAI, formerly Sensia, an AI developer for enterprise applications that musician will.i.am previously bought in July of 2016 for an undisclosed amount. OverAI's 23 engineers covering product and research will join Vonage's technology hub in Israel. Vonage says this will expand its talents and expertise in conversational-related AI, including proprietary search to text and natural language understanding algorithms. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find the show notes and links to all headlines there as well. Remember to rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.